question and try to answer it from the Word of God. How can I recognize a scriptural company of Christians? How can I find a scriptural church? Now, let me tell you first of all that although I greatly value the liberties that we have in our country, I do not agree with the premise that all men are free to worship according to the dictates of their own conscience. The Bible has never left it to our conscience as to how we should worship. The Bible has not left it to our conscience as to how we should get to heaven. He says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The Lord Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And I think all fundamental Christians would agree to this. But it is just as true that God has given us specific directions in the Word of God as to how He wants us to meet, how He wants us to worship, how He wants His work carried on. And I believe that the New Testament is all sufficient. I don't believe that any emergency, any exigency could arise in the 20th century that wasn't completely covered by the scriptures given in the first century. And 4/5 of the New Testament is given to teach believers how He wants us to behave after we become Christians. So it isn't enough to know the simple plan of salvation and to have received the gospel. We ought to find out God's order. Now, there are certain things to avoid. We know that sectarianism is wrong. All Christians acknowledge this, I think. And the word sectarian means divided or characterized by a spirit of drawing apart from other Christians, wanting to be a part of a sect, a little section of the people of God. Then denominationalism is condemned in the New Testament. The word denominational means taking a name. If I take some name that divides me from the people of God, if I consider myself part of a separate section of the of the family of God, if I take some name which does not belong to all the children of God, I am guilty of denominationalism. Then we need to avoid independency. Some Christians say, well, I don't know of any church where I feel at home, so I'm just going to be a lone wolf. But you see, you're a sheep, and you can't be a lone wolf. The Lord has made us interdependent with all other members of His flock. We are, each of us, individual members of His body, and no member of my body can be independent. We are interdependent upon all other members of the body. There are some who settle it by just saying, well, Grandma belonged to this church, and so I never raise any question about it. All of our people have been in this particular denomination, and so I'm a traditionalist. But you see, if I came from a family that was all wrong, if I came from a family where there were no Christians, how wrong it would be for me to go on and remain a non-Christian just because my family had done so. You have to find out whether your family was right in their church associations. You remember that in the Acts of the Apostles, Peter said, we ought to obey God rather than men. And then we're told that when they had been mistreated by the unbelievers, it says, being let go, they went to their own company. Now, would you know your own company? Oh, you say, I feel more at home in this place than I do in that place. Well, let's examine some of the marks of a scriptural New Testament church. What did they do in the beginning? Well, it says in the second chapter of the Acts, they that gladly received His word were baptized. That is, they observed the ordinance of baptism. for believers. And the same day, there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. So a scriptural company ought to be a place where the name of the Lord Jesus is honored, and ought to be a place where the Word of God is honored, where they're teaching the apostles' doctrine. Not this is what our church thinks, but this is what the Scripture says. And they continued in fellowship and in breaking of bread. There was a place in the early church for the Lord's Supper. In the early church, they observed the Lord's Supper every first day of the week. It says so in the 20th of Acts, on the first day of the week when the disciples came together to break bread. And it says here that they continued in prayers. Now let me suggest a few ways in which you can determine, you can recognize a scriptural New Testament church. First of all, what name does it take? Does it take the name of a man? Does it take the name of a doctrine? Or a form of government? Or an ordinance? Or is it satisfied just to have the name of the Lord? What name do its members go by? Do you want to be something besides just a Christian, or a believer, or a brother in Christ, or a disciple? Do you need something else? Then, do they honor the Word of God, all of it? Do they believe it all? Do they teach it all? Then, does the Holy Spirit have a place as president in that congregation? I mean by this, do they recognize that the Spirit of God has a right to raise up certain men and set them for a certain job to do? Does he give gifts? Well, we're told that he does in 1 Corinthians 12. Are these gifts recognized in this company where you are or where you're considering going? Or is it all done mechanically? Is it all done by training? Are the individual members given any opportunity to serve the Lord, or must they be ordained or given some special place first? Another point to look for is this. Does this congregation receive all godly believers? Oh, you say this church takes in everybody. But you see, that isn't scriptural either. Because if they're not God's children, they have no business being a part of the local congregation of believers. Only those who are born again, whose life is clean and whose doctrine is pure, should be received, and all such should be received. Then do they observe the ordinances? Do they baptize scripturally? That is, baptize believers? And do they have the Lord's Supper? Not just something tacked on the last 15 minutes when everybody's in a hurry to get home and see if the roast is burning, and the preacher's already had 45 minutes to say his say, then as a sort of a P.S., not that. But does the Lord's Supper have the central place? In other words, does this congregation of believers consider that worship is of prime importance? Then, does this congregation of believers with which you're associated or you're considering associating yourself, does it preach the clear ring gospel? Does it tell people that Christ died for the ungodly and that he was buried and rose again and that salvation is by grace through faith? Or is it preaching a kind of a fuzzy do-good religion? Is it just telling people that they ought to be better? Then is this congregation a place where the Word of God is taught for believers? Are believers getting teaching? Are they being taught the whole Word of God? Are they being taught to regard it as the final authority? And another question you might ask is, do they maintain scriptural New Testament discipline? That is, if a person is guilty of immorality, would he be put away from among them, or would he would their eyes be closed to it, and this person permitted to go on in his sin. You see, these are some of the things you look for, the marks of a scriptural New Testament church. Now, I realize that there is no such thing as perfection. Somebody told me once that not to look for a perfect church, because if I did and I got in it, I'd spoil it, which is perfectly true. I didn't appreciate it at the time, but it's perfectly true. There is no such thing as a perfect company of Christians. But what you and I ought to be looking for is a place where their aim is to go by the Word of God itself. Now, you study the Word for yourself. Don't be satisfied with something you've received by tradition, but study the Word of God and see whether this is being taught where you're going. If this company where you're going is seeking to follow the New Testament pattern, then do all you can to work toward improvement of this. But if they are not following the New Testament pattern, then the scriptural advice given in Isaiah 1, verses 16 and 17, I think, might apply. There we're told plainly, cease to hear instruction that will cause thee to depart. Or, as he words it here, cease to do evil. If you listen to instruction that leads you away from the Word of God, you're going to make a terrible mistake. The order then is cease to do evil, learn to do well. We're told in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, come out from among them and be separate. And if you find yourself in an unscriptural position, if you find yourself unequally yoked together with unbelievers, where unbelievers are knowingly received into the church, then you're in the wrong place, and you ought to come out and take your place with a company of Christians who meet simply in His name alone. Our Father, we ask You to bless Thy word to us. Save those who are not yet saved, we pray, and encourage and help Thy dear children. In the name of our Savior, we pray. Amen.